This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. It is the Enterprise Biz Bite Show. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And on the show today, we've been asking you what are the things you shouldn't do when working from home. You can get in touch in this, I guess, in a few more minutes left. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. Do we have any more messages we want to clear up?
Yes, we got just one last one from Calvin, who says, don't go on Lazada and Shopee and stuff like that. Yeah, while you're working from home.
I did that. Initially, then I was like, okay.
So you were multitasking on us, Frida? Shopping on site and
multitasking. I wasn't working.
Revelations.
I was very focused on shopping.
Okay, all right. As long as there's a clear separation between working and you know, just living, I guess, right? Anyways, yesterday there were a couple of announcements.
Right, so yesterday, Grab announced a tapao option, on Grab Food for customers who wanted to minimize contact with people and not pay for delivery. All they have to do is order via the app to go to a restaurant and pick up the food. This, however, has been suspended following the PM's announcement today. Yesterday as well. And so what happened is people are advised to stay home unless it's absolutely pertinent. So like getting groceries or buying medicine, even when it comes to this, only one rep, right, of a family is allowed to carry out these tasks. So the government is encouraging people to not flock to a place, and hence why these restrictions are in place. So we're delivering one person come, 10 of you go and pick up, then sort of defeats the purpose. You know, it's the same like dining in, pretty much, right? So they put this in hold. So, you know, And of course, we know that police and army. So just get deliveries, right? Just get food delivered to you. Just as much as possible, don't go out.
Right? Yeah. And I think also the message is also, you know, not to just solely rely on these delivery services, but also to call up some of your, you know, favorite hawkers, your F&B restaurants, because those people are also, you know, suffering during this time, who may not have been on the bandwagon, on this delivery bandwagon, whether it's Grab or Foodpanda and all this stuff. They you know, use that opportunity to call those hawkers.
Right. So, but they also have this thing, the Pasar option, right? Which is an extension of the Grab Mart feature. So Grab's aim is to deliver fresh veg, poultry and seafood to customers, starting with the TTDI market for now.
So here's the thing, coming back to what you said, you know, Jeff, I think most of us, we just blindly just resort to Foodpanda and Grab to get our food delivered during meals, right? But we forget the fact that, you know, you can right now just whip out your phone and Google the name of your favorite hawker stall down the road from your place and order, you know, from the uncle or the auntie that you usually just run down and grab something from, right? Or go and eat in their stalls. So you can do that now as well. I mean, we have Google, and every other business entity is registered on Google, and so you can find their phone numbers. You can even check if they're open or not, you know. So, you know, do that as well. Support the businesses that are closer to your home. Don't drive out too much, you know.
Yeah.
Don't go across the Penang Bridge just so you can have your char kway teow. Do that once the RMO is over. For now, you know, just support the businesses that you are accustomed to, that you're familiar with, right around your neighborhood.
You know, you're absolutely right, because I think that's like a hidden feature that many people don't know on Google Maps. If you just open Google Maps, even if you don't know the name of your favorite hawker stall restaurant, you probably know where it's located.
Yep.
Open the maps and when you zoom into the location, you will see sort of like an icon, an image icon. If you click on it, it's, chances are there will be a phone number. Give them a ring. Find out if they're open. If they're open, find out if they deliver to you, because most of these businesses have resorted to doing deliveries themselves. You know, they have their staff.
Yes. Today, what was it? With Store Hub, they've come up with this
Beep Delivery that does that as well. They're connecting all these small F&B outlets, you know, that didn't have a delivery platform, weren't on a delivery platform before this. You know, they're connecting them to you as well. So, yeah, just pick up the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, we've been asking you throughout the show what have been some of the things you shouldn't do when working from home. And following that, we spoke about
how employers must continue to pay full salaries, allowances to all workers during this partial lockdown. That, of course, is news from the HR Ministry.
And we end off with Grab's tapao option. has been suspended for now.
Coming up later at 1 p.m. is the Breakfast Grill replay. Liu Chin Tong, he's the former Deputy Minister of Defence. He joined Khoo Soo Chuang on the Breakfast Grill to discuss how we as Malaysians can together respond to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic with resilience and preparedness. We also gauged his views on the current Perikatan National Government and also what's next for him. Thank you all so much for your comments, your feedbacks, and we'll be right back tomorrow, same time, same place. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with Frida and Audrey, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.